This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge has extended the deadline for the Trump administration to provide details about the deportation flights under the use of the Alien Enemies Act.
Increasingly, this is shaping up to be a dispute between the executive and judicial branches that's destined to land at the Supreme Court. The administration insists Judge James Boasberg can't pry into the president's handling of Venezuelan gang members whom he's deemed to be part of a foreign terrorist organization. The judge says that since immigrant rights advocates have filed suit, he needs more information about the way the administration has handled the matter to determine whether it has acted within the law.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The White House says the meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky was good as the U.S. works to nail down terms on a possible ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia. Russia's leader agreeing to a 30-day pause to attack Ukraine's infrastructure. Severe storm alerts stretching across parts of the Midwest, on alert for tornadoes this afternoon in Illinois and Indiana. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A town hall event at Vernon County was well attended, but not by the congressman that event organizers had invited to show up. The group holding the town hall in Viroqua, Concerned Citizens of Vernon County, organized the event out of frustration that Republican Derek Van Orden was not meeting with constituents. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan attended and took questions from voters instead. Van Orden said that George Soros-funded agitators are the reason he is not doing in-person events, including the one in Viroqua. A Quick Trip employee was stabbed to death in Minnesota yesterday morning. According to a release by the company, the 34-year-old man was killed just after 3 a.m. Tuesday at a store in Mankato. Quick Trip CEO Scott Zeitlow said that, quote, "This is a devastating loss for all of us, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends." Mankato police announced that they made an arrest, 28-year-old Michael Miller, and that they are recommending second-degree murder charges against him. A storm system impacts Wisconsin today with snow, wind, and even thunderstorms possible. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Thunderstorms are possible in southwestern areas of Wisconsin on Wednesday morning. Areas from La Crosse to Milwaukee and south are in a marginal risk for them to be severe. Hail and high winds are the main risks, with over a half an inch of rainfall expected too. Plus, power outages are possible as winds gust up to 45 miles per hour. And beware, when the rain flips to snow, streets will quickly become slippery.
Here La Crosse will see a little bit of everything, including accumulating snow. A winter weather advisory is in effect today. This is the final week of the winter high school sports season, capped off by the state boys basketball championships in Madison. Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week, with Aquinas playing defending champion Mineral Point tomorrow night in Division 4, and Cochran Fountain City playing Turtle Lake Friday morning in D5. The boys basketball state championships are being played at the Kohl Center in Madison. Title games are on Saturday. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arrived in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon as rain mixes with sleet and flips to all snow. It could be heavy at times with winds whipping up to 45 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions and power outages possible. And about 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation looks likely. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, can the Trump administration impeach judges who don't do what they want? Jim Santel will answer those questions and more, plus sports and weather. Do not miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025, and it is
Pump Day.
That's right. And it is also a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at the World Headquarters, downtown Madison. It is raining right now. A little rain outside, and can expect that to continue here in Madison. Parts of the state are already receiving snow, particularly up in Trivia's old stomping ground up there in the old River Falls area up there. It's a little snowy up there in the Chippewa Valley. Also going to be snowy. Well, eventually all this precipitation, if it's not already, as this front moves through, is going to change to snow. So throughout the afternoon into tonight, some of Wisconsin roadways, if they're not already, will become very slickery, as they say. So do drive carefully. Allow extra time if you have to be on the roads tonight. Some places in Wisconsin could see 6, maybe 8 inches locally in terms of actual snowfall. This could be the wet, heavy stuff. So please don't be shoveling too much. It's unfortunately a time when a lot of folks can have heart attacks trying to move that kind of snow around. If you don't have to go anywhere, you might want to just let it sit, because we'll be back in the 50s for much of the state by the end of the week. Lots coming up in hour number 2 today. Talk about this fun story down in Milwaukee, where students are showing off underwater engineering schools at the 7th annual Sea Perch Tournament. Talk a little bit about that. That'll be fun. Also, 48 years ago today, the final curtain fell on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. 48 years ago today. We'll talk a little bit about that. Talk about our brackets as well, as the Badgers are set to take on the Montana Grizzlies on Thursday. Pregame show starts at 11:30. The tip-off time is around 12:30. You can hear that locally on stations across the broadcast airwaves in Richland Center, Amory, and Wisconsin Rapids. Due to the NCAA and their agreement with Westwood One, we are not able to stream that on the Civic Media app. So you have to live in one of those communities. For those watching on television, I believe it's on TNT, which will be broadcast on Thursday as well. Also, what's worse coming up here in a minute, but our friend Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, has agreed to stick around to have a little fun with what's worse. We're going to do that in a minute, but first we're going to go out to Los Angeles, California, in L.A. Tom, before the break, right at the end of the last hour. We were talking about this article that or this post that Mark Cuban had done, and Trigvi was talking about this, on the effect of tariffs, the Trump tariffs, which it looks like, according to the figures that Trigvi has here, and Mark Cuban, up to 10% or more of Wisconsin jobs are going to be affected negatively on this, and just talking about the messaging of why we don't hear more about this. L.A. Tom, thanks for joining us. We'll see you.
Yeah, Todd, first, I want to compliment you on showing where each $100 is going to of taxes. And I hope that you can do that also on the state level as much. The one question I have is how much of that tax dollars is actually going also towards tax breaks for the rich. So I would love it if you could
we'll work
do
on that.
That
again,
thank you. Sure. I think it's a really important thing. Mm-hmm. Also, please take the quiz, selectacandidatequiz.com.
I promise I will. I promise I will.
Because I want everyone to take that because it'll show that they're voting against their best or voting for their best interest. Mm. You know, what we have to think about, and this is going to be controversy, especially with you and Trigby, I think. Republicans do not like We the People government. They said they want to destroy it, and their actions are showing that. Democrats like We the People government and want it to be better. If you love your job or if you're at your job and you love the company, you're going to do really, really good for the company. If you hate your job, you're not going to do such a great job for the company. So I would say to anybody out there that's, you know, talking about Susan Crawford and Mr. BS, you know, hey, if you want someone that really believes in the rule of law and believes in good government, good We the People government, or do you want someone that's just basically owned completely by the special donors? It's not that the Democrats are not also in the you know, getting money in, for politics to run for office. But I'm sorry, this is the Republican sandbox, and the Democrats are just playing in it. Democrats have put up many bills on a federal level to try to get money out of politics, including H.R. 1. Which they were filibustered on. And, you know, that is the clue behind this whole thing. And I really think Democrats, what I'm doing, Todd, to find solace, and I hope everyone else maybe think about this, I'm going back and I'm listening to the old FDR speeches. And I'll tell you what, that's when it was government was great. And what Democrats need to really do, and I think even people in the middle need to start doing, is saying, let's make government great again. Because government is we the people. We pay our taxes. That's what pays for the things such as the fire department and all of that. And honestly, the Republican Party, and it's been their goal for a very, very long time, has been they want to privatize things, and they don't want to have things in the public sector.
All
now,
right.
I'll tell you this, if my house is burning down, I do not want to have to make sure I call and be on an automated service and say, I hope you paid your dues so the whole neighborhood doesn't burn down, you know, from it. But that's what the Republican Party would like to have happen, is everything privatized.
Stand by. Don't go anywhere. Stand by. Stay on the line. We'll keep the line open there for L.A. Tom. Trivia.
I mean, I agree with him in the sense that Democrats, well, the Democrats need to start caring like Democrats, but fighting like Republicans, right? Like that, at the end of the day, that's what needs to happen. And, I just think, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, you know, Democrats, there's a lot of people who've been sold this bill of goods that government isn't doing anything for them until they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody hates lawyers until you need one.
Right.
Like it's the same thing. And people like the roads they drive on. They, you know, and this is an assault on government. I don't know how much of this is, I mean, it's a very sort of, it's not a sliver. It's a lot of Republicans. Republicans tend to be more skeptical of government, but the ones who are running the ship in this are these really sort of libertarian, we don't need no government, except for if I can get a big contract to install my rocket ship stuff. Then I'm all for it.
Right. No, I agree with you. And yeah, I mean, I don't think that was particularly controversial, L.A. Tom. I thought you nailed a lot of great points. I think two things. A, on the messaging, I agree with Brian Schatz, the U.S. Senator from Hawaii, Democrat, who has said that you know, Democrats need to start talking like normal people. His term, his words, not mine, which I think is absolutely true. I'll also say this, and, you know, I think most Wisconsinites loved Bob Uecker, still love Bob Uecker, the longtime Brewer announcer of 50-plus years who passed away here a couple of months ago. And Lane Grindle, his longtime co-announcer, who is now the voice of the Brewers for this season, Lane Grindle wrote a great piece about Bob Uecker and Uecker telling him the secret or one of the secrets to good announcing. And he said, you know, stats are great. All these stat sheets they give us and everything. Yeah, they're great. I mean, hey, man, use them. Like, you know, but he said, don't get confused. The game is out there. And he pointed from the announcing booth onto the field. He said, the game's out there. It's on the field. It's in the stands. In other words, if you want to paint a great picture for our audience, don't have your nose buried in the stats. Just look out there. And I think sometimes in our travels, trivia around the state, I wish Democrats would spend more time out there. And I wish that they would actually see how people are living and how they, and that there's not all a bunch of hateful people that are voting for Donald Trump. They're just frustrated. And I think we have to learn that the game of politics, it's out there in the state of Wisconsin. It's not behind polls and stat sheets.
Well, not only that, well, I mean, there was a survey that just came.
Go ahead, LA.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And the fact that, you know, the people out there, I believe that it's not that they're bad people. It's honestly that they're being buffooned. They're actually being lied to and they're actually believing it. And I wish they could come to a thing that says, you know what, I have been snookered by these people. But what the Democratic Party needs to do, get back to your FDR roots, get back to your Teddy Roosevelt roots in terms of on the Republican side, talking about conservation and talking about the beauty of this country and the national forest and things like that that Teddy talked about, and FDR talking about, you know, people getting health care for all and Social Security and unemployment and the WPA system. And he wasn't about just giving people money just to give people money. They had a government was the employee of last resort. And I think that, you know, we don't have a thing right now where we have a lot of competition in business. We have monopolies.
Right.
So therefore, you do not even have, and now you have corporate capture where the corporations are bought off. But I'm telling you, the problem is, it is the conservative Supreme Court that brought us Citizens United. They brought us Buckley versus Vallejo, and they brought us First National Bank versus Bilotti.
I appreciate
corporations, people, and made this whole mess happen.
Up against the clock, LA. I appreciate the call. Trigvi, let's wrap it up on that, please.
I mean, I would say this. I'm just thinking as Tom's talking. The reality is the Democratic Party, much like the Republican Party, is held captive by the extremes of the party. And the Democrat Party is to a degree, too. And part of the reason, there was a survey that just came out that shows, you know, most voters, even Democrats, think that the Democrats are mostly concerned with the issues of their base and not problems of average people. And until they fix that, and part of the reason why the culture wars on the right win is because Democrats are afraid to say certain things because they don't want to offend a small portion of their base that's out of step on a lot of these things. And it allows things that aren't really things, like men playing women's sports in the state of Wisconsin in high school athletics, that's not a thing, to become things.
Right. Appreciate that. Stay tuned. Trigvi and I are going to start off. Please stick around and help us start off with what's worse. Not going to want to miss that. A little lighter side after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbo Show for Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Washington State implemented their universal vote-by-mail system in 2013 and built in signature matching for identity verification. A March ruling by the state Supreme Court upholds that rule as constitutional because voters can cure discrepancies. Before the 2022 midterms, a state-commissioned audit found that younger voters, voters of color, and non-English speakers were far more likely to have their ballots rejected, and the rate of rejection varied by county. Two recent lawsuits challenged the signature matching rule, claiming that the lack of handwriting standards and the inconsistent science for signature verification resulted in the rejection of 4,500 Hispanic ballots in the 2020 primary and 36,000 ballots from all voters in the 2022 midterms. In the court's recent opinion, Justice Stephen C. Gonzalez acknowledged those rejections. All too many ballots are not counted because election workers cannot verify the voter's signatures and the voter does not or cannot cure their ballot in time. But the court found no bias, evidence of partisan malfeasance, or that voters were intentionally blocked from voting. It also found counties offered opportunities to cure those ballots. The state's auditor recommended more training for county election officials, outreach to the most affected voter groups to prevent discrepancies, and more valuable advice for any state verifying signatures. We'll have more on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour, 1 o'clock. It's a rainy day, indeed, here in Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm playing the song Sleeping with the Radio On by Charlie McLean.
I wish I was... I came with Nauticon, who does all of our billing, our finances here. He had a blanket wrapped. It gets chilly in this office. He had a blanket. I said, I wish I was home with a blanket and a hot cup of coffee today, or chilly. It's really one of those days in Wisconsin. How's the weather out in Washington, D.C., Trigvi Olson?
Today is not so bad.
Today's not so bad.
660s.
We had some callers on the line here and wanted to keep discussing media and that sort of thing. We'll do that after the 1:30 break if those folks want to call back. But right now at 22 past the hour, 1 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. But of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations in the Civic Media News Talk Sports Network, the largest privately owned radio network in Wisconsin. No better way to have your voice, your company out there on the airwaves than Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us to check out how to advertise with us. All right, as Mike Lucas says, timely indeed. Trigvi Olson has stayed around to help us kick off this edition of What's Worse. Trigvi, I've traveled with you. And, you know, usually we try not to have a report down at the lobby earlier than 9 because Trigvi needs his sleep. And so today's
what? I don't talk before 10 o'clock.
that's actually pretty accurate. He comes down to the lobby, and I know enough well by now. I just sit there reading something on my phone or the paper, and when he wants to talk, he'll talk.
My good friend Lord Ashcroft always says, you don't talk before 10 o'clock and then you never shut up.
That's also kind of true, but in a good way. All right, here's what's worse. Because especially with a day like today, sometimes some people are staying up late to watch the March Madness, and sleep can be a problem. So today's what's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? Trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? I ask you, Trigvi Olson.
It's a really hard one because they're both terrible.
I feel for you because you legit have like sleeping problems.
I do have a lot of sleeping problems. In fact, I'm supposed to go see a sleep person.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll probably have to. You know, they hook you up with the machine.
Oh yeah, yeah. For like sleep
apnea. You know, my dad and my sister, a lot of them have sleep apnea, and she's. My GP doesn't think I have sleep apnea, but I might have restless leg syndrome.
My mom has.
But anyway,
that.
And I certainly have a mind that keeps me up. I think trouble waking up is probably worse for me. Only because it really bugs me when I don't get enough sleep. And then I struggle to get up.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely. 855-752-4842. We go to Cindy in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? What's worse?
Hey, Todd. Hey, Trigby. Trouble sleeping. Cindy. Because if I don't sleep well, then I have trouble getting up. So if I sleep like a log, I can get up in the morning without a problem, but not the other way around. So.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. Cindy, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Lots of texts coming in. We go to the phone lines again. Our friend Troy in Mount Horeb calling in. Troy, what's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up?
Pretty much just like Joe said, trouble sleeping, because then I'm a bear in the morning if I don't get enough sleep. So, right. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, the guy with the Peruvian wife, he was in Newsweek this last week, I think, saying that he'd vote for Trump again.
Wow.
So I don't know if he just wanted to get rid of his wife or what, but.
I don't know. I'm not sure. As Chris.
He said.
What? Go ahead.
But he said in there that he was hoping that the publicity around this would get Trump to make the policy better, like Trump cares about him and his wife or something.
Incredible. All right. Thanks, Troy. I appreciate it. What's worse, waking up, sleeping, or going to sleep, or trouble waking up? According to Roger, watching on Facebook, says he's listening to WFHR. Well, Stevens Point, it says. But he's in Stevens Point listening to WFHR. Trivi, you and I have been to WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. He says trouble sleeping leads to trouble waking up after finally getting to sleep.
That is true.
That's pretty well said.
Well, except you can be having trouble sleeping because you're out having a lot of fun and then you have a hard time waking up.
You can be, you know, you could be just a high roller at the craps table and not wanting to walk away.
Now you're talking my style.
Yes, I know. I slept fine that night because I did not go to the casino that night. But Trigby came back much richer. So.
Just making money, baby. And then Curdy and I lost it all during the Bears game at his casino in Chicago. My entire profit.
855-752-4842. What's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? Christine in Slinger listening on WAUK says trouble sleeping is worse. Also, Tony listening in Madison on WMDX says trouble sleeping is much worse. John listening on WISS in Oshkosh says trouble sleeping for sure, as that leads to waking up the next day. Greg in beautiful Genesee Depot listening on WAUK says trouble sleeping is worse. I worked third shift for 32 years. I still can't sleep at night and I hate getting up in the morning. Wow. That's incredible. All right. Very good. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, if you can make it quick, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up, what's worse?
Well, I have trouble sleeping. And in order to overcome the trouble waking up, I usually end up fighting it and making sure I stay awake all night if I have an early appointment.
Well, there you go. All right. Very good. I appreciate the call, Ollie. Thank you so much. Trigby, I appreciate you sticking around an extra half an hour. That was fun. Got some good information out there, and we did a little.
No one was on my side that trouble waking up is worse.
I'm
actually with you on that. I'm actually with you on that.
Well, good. So there's a couple.
Yeah, absolutely. Trigby Olson, the Senior Advisor at Lincoln Project. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, yep. See you guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Come on back. We'll talk perch and brackets on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today we'll feature messy weather as a storm system crosses Wisconsin. Here in La Crosse, it'll start out as rain before changing over to accumulating snow. The city itself will see up to a few inches pile up. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 p.m. Counties to the north and west are under a winter storm warning, with blizzard warnings a bit further west. In addition to rain and snow, we'll see high winds causing blowing snow across the area. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Last week, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden held a virtual town hall. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Congressman Van Orden began by repeating claims that George Soros-funded agitators have been disrupting in-person town halls across the country. He shared updates on the budget proposals in Congress and said he's been pushing back on some spending cut efforts by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. He closed the town hall by answering a handful of pre-submitted questions from attendees.
Van Orden did not appear at a citizen-organized town hall in Viroqua last night, claiming that Soros-funded agitators would be attending the event. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee at City Hall tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. There are other locations open this week for absentee voting, which you can find at lacrosseeagle.com. In-person absentee voting is also available next week. In addition to statewide races, voters of the city will choose a new mayor and three school board members. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Two city committees meet today. The Board of Park Commissioners and Police and Fire Commission are scheduled for meetings, with the latter going through personnel reports. Only five city committees are scheduled to meet next week, the last full week of March. Meanwhile, tonight's La Crosse County Board meeting has a light agenda. It will consider changes to three finance-related ordinances, among a handful of other items. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. at the Administrative Center. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon as rain mixes with sleet and flips to all snow. It could be heavy at times with winds whipping up to 45 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions and power outages possible. And about 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation looks likely. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 33 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bosch legacy actor Scott Clase to the show. Then Nightlight pal and Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show and gives us some fantastic recommendations. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Yeah.
certainly make it all seem worthwhile. We'll let you go and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have it down, why don't you take it?
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 35 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. The theme, the iconic theme from the Mary Tyler, boy, I talk for a living, from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Going to tell you why that's important on this historical day. By the way, it's Women's History Month, and in all seriousness, the Mary Tyler Moore Show went a long way to advancing, or at least bringing awareness, I should say at least, to women's rights. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But first of all, going to wrap up what's worse. And we were asking there before the break, what's worse, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? Let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842. Whizzler out in Richland Center on WRCE. Whizzler, getting to sleep or trouble waking up? What's worse? Are you there, Whizzler? Go ahead.
My clock runs 24 hours, Todd. So it's like, as long as I get 8 hours in that 24, I'm good.
Very good. Very good. All right. We appreciate it. Thank you so very much, Whizzler. I appreciate you calling in. Just to wrap, I mean, Zomer, as you go first, what's worse?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely trouble waking up. Because trouble sleeping can lead to trouble waking up.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just get a couple of sleep cycles in and wake up at the right morning and you're able to go, even though right. You only got, I don't know, 4 hours of sleep.
I agree with you and Trigvi. For me personally, it's trouble waking up is worse. I've talked briefly about this before on the show. I normally don't have trouble going to sleep. In fact, people who know me well know that I can be borderline narcoleptic.
For me, that used to be really bad. Missed classes in college because I sat on a couch in the same building as the classroom and just fell asleep and then woke up after class. I'm like, again?
It's more like I'd come home at night or whatever. I sit down and boom, I'm just out. So if I'm having trouble sleeping, which believe me, the last year or so that has happened. If I'm having trouble going to sleep, there is something wrong with me, either physically or mentally, or both. But usually I can go to sleep pretty well, but it's getting up, which I'm a light oriented person. So especially when you turn the clocks forward, like we have, it's darker in the morning, it's harder to get up. But then I worked sign on shifts in radio for a while, and it's as Zomer said, kind of once you get used to it, you get into the routine. Well, then it's not so bad. But definitely for me, at least, waking up is much worse. So I appreciate everybody who called in. I got one more here. We got Jack in Merrimack, 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, trouble sleeping or trouble waking up? What's worse?
Oh, definitely trouble sleeping. When you have trouble sleeping, you A, have trouble waking up, and B, are usually pretty grouchy. Too.
Yes, that's true.
So I think that is worse for both reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate you checking in. Have a great day there.
So it seems like we are in the minority on this one.
We are in the minority this time. Most people are saying trouble sleeping is worse. From Zomers and I and Trigvi, it's waking up. All right. 38 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. On the lighter side today. And our friend Jay Matinier on Matinier and Aaron Gregg were talking about this, kind of like this, a few days ago. They were talking about TV shows that you miss being on the air. And I found this today as I was going through some things that it was 48 years ago to the day, March 19th, 1977, the groundbreaking sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show aired its final episode on CBS, closing a chapter on one of television's most influential comedies. The series finale, titled The Last Show, drew, get this, over 30 million viewers, cementing its legacy as a cultural touchstone that redefined workplace humor and female representation on the small screen. As of March 19th, 2025, the anniversary serves as a reminder of the show's enduring impact still felt in modern TV and celebrated by fans old and new. Launched on September 19th, 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show followed the stories of Mary Richards, played, of course, by Mary Tyler Moore, a single, career-driven woman navigating life as an associate producer at Minneapolis's fictional WJM-TV newsroom. Over seven seasons and 168 episodes, the series, created by James L. Brooks and Alan Burns, broke ground with its sharp writing, ensemble cast, and portrayal of an independent woman thriving outside traditional domestic roles. Alongside Moore, stars like Ed Asner, who played Lou Grant, and that became a spinoff later on, a slightly different, it was a more serious version. Valerie Harper played Rhoda, and the great late Ted Knight played iconic newsman Ted Baxter and turned the newsroom into a comedic goldmine, earning, get this, earned 29 Emmy Awards, including three for Outstanding Comedy Series. The finale aired on a Saturday night 48 years ago tonight and saw the WJM crew facing a bittersweet end as all but Ted were fired after a new station manager took over, only for Mary to deliver a tearful, iconic farewell speech. The episode's blend of humor and heart capped by the cast's group hug and a rendition of It's a Long Way to Tipperary left viewers misty-eyed. It was a great ending. It was a great wrap-up to a great series. What are your thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore's Show? And I'll ask it a different way. Are there any iconic TV programs that featured women as we are in Women's History Month? I think television entertainment over the years has done a good job, a great job in some cases, of highlighting women. This think about this. In 1970, you know, I was 1 year old. I don't remember 1970, as it turns out. But I was alive, just barely. And it was not normal to highlight a single career-driven woman. I mean, back in 1970, women were still, the expectation was you would marry, you would have children, you would be what was called at the time a homemaker. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. That is a job, by the way, being a mother and a homemaker. But the thought of a single woman not particularly wanting a husband and focusing on her professional career outside the home was not popular. And Mary Tyler Moore did a lot to change cultural opinions on that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What are your thoughts on the Mary Tyler Moore Show on this significant anniversary and overall women in television and the programs that talked about it? Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for calling back. What are your thoughts on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Well, I have two things. First of all, I thought Mary Tyler Moore Show was great. I watched it a lot when I was a kid, and maybe that's why I lean a little to the left more these days, because, you know, she has a lot of good messages for women. And I also met personally Ed Asner. I have a picture with him sitting on a couch at a house that the Progressive brought him in one night for a fundraising event for their magazine. And so I got a picture with Ed, and he was a very staunch Democrat, and so was his daughter.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
What was he like when you met him?
And the other show, oh, he's an awesome man. And actually, I can't remember how old he was at the time, but he's still sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
But he was funny and had a great sense of humor, personality. He was a really awesome man. But anyway, and the other one I kind of miss is, believe it or not, I know it's not, this is a more of a man-tailored show, but Mayberry RFD, because every one of those shows had a little lesson in it that, you know, Obi would learn. And, of course, the iconic woman in that show was Aunt Bee. So that's another one.
And so it was the Andy Griffith Show, which then later turned into Mayberry RFD. But, yeah, I mean, that's great. Thank you, Cindy. Mayberry I appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. What are your thoughts on this anniversary, the 48 years ago today, the finale for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and also women in television, or television shows that celebrated and broke barriers for women? Let's go to Brian in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Brian, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Mary Tyler Moore ever since she was, you know, in Dick Van Dyke, and then, you know, had her own show. But one other woman that I don't think we can ever forget is Lucille Ball. You know, with I Love Lucy, and then she did Here's Lucy and the Lucy Show. I think she did like four spinoffs
and they kept having her kids involved too.
Yeah.
And one thing I don't think that people know is Star Trek wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Lucille Ball, because originally CBS did not want to do Star Trek, and she fought for that show at Desilu Studios, and now we have Star Trek. So, I mean, she's a pioneer in television, and as I believe it was at the Kennedy Center Honors, that, you know, they were doing a tribute to her, and Desi said, you know, we were all just props of the show, and she did 90% of it because it all came from her, and I Love Lucy was more than just the title.
Brian, I appreciate you. I appreciate not only talking about Lucille Ball, but her involvement in Star Trek and getting that greenlit. And of course, it was Nicole Nicholas who ended up being the first black woman on a regular television show to kiss a white actor, and the first interracial kiss on television. And that was enormously groundbreaking at the time on Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Brian. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think on I Love Lucy, when they had Ricky, that was live on TV, too.
Yeah.
That was real.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore, their finale, which was 48 years ago today on CBS, and overall television shows that have helped propel and break barriers for women. Let's go to Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
One of the greatest taglines, too, from Ed Asner. You got grit.
Right.
And he goes, I hate grit. and it spawned so many other shows with women that, you know, I kind of even see it in Murphy Brown later years. And then with the radio version of it, how about WKRP?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was short-lived, but it was a great show.
Yeah. And of course, Lonnie Anderson played kind of the buxom blonde, but usually the joke was on the males who were doing inappropriate things or whatever. So it was them being the joke, not Lonnie Anderson. She was always, it made it look like, oh, here's this kind of blonde haired woman that doesn't know anything, but usually she got the best of the guys.
Yeah. And I love that. The news guy, Les Nessman, is more news, Les Nessman.
Right. Well, you know, he was the winner of the Buckeye News Award, so there was that.
Yes.
If only he would have known
that turkeys couldn't fly, right?
Exactly. Thanks, Dick. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Carolyn texting in on WAUK from Heartland, and she also said Murphy Brown. So, I mean, that's a show that I rarely have ever missed. And it's so hard to find it now because they didn't really have a theme song to Murphy Brown. They would pick a lot of because in the show, Candace Bergen's character, Murphy Brown, a single newswoman at the time, and later went on to have a child. And she used Motown music, a lot of Aretha Franklin and other things to intro. It was a revolving show theme. And because of the rights and all that music now, you really can't find it anywhere. You have to have it on DVD or whatever. But yeah, Murphy Brown was great. Also, Troy listening to Mount Horeb WMDX says, Maude. Who doesn't like Maude? Absolutely, you're right. That was a spinoff from All in the Family as well, another Norman Lear production. Mark and Perdisac, Ally McNeil was pretty good as well. Very good on that. What else we have here? Chris Casper and Madison are one of our engineers. Another great tagline from WKRP. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. We've played that cut before on our Thanksgiving show. Tom in LA Tom, Carol Burnett Show. Absolutely. That was fantastic. And also reminding us that Betty White and Gavin McLeod. Yes, Captain Steubing got one of his big starts on the Mary Tyler Moore Show as well. So lots of iconic, the Golden Girls. There's a late vote for Brian in Milwaukee for the Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Absolutely. 48 years ago today, Mary Tyler Moore signed off the air, but her legacy lives on. Back after this, this is the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Tahlevoll Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, followed by a check of news in your local community, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens was on Pete Schwab's show last night and was fantastic as always. It was entertaining and informative to listen to Mike and Pete last night. So enjoyed that. So Mike Clemens will be in our weather forecast. Don't forget wet weather moving across Wisconsin today. Some places already receiving snow. And as the afternoon and evening goes on, some places could have 6 to 8 inches, say around Chippewa Falls area, and then south of Madison, south and east of Madison. In the middle part of the state, maybe 4 inches or so. It depends on temperatures and how fast it all changes over. But in any event, it's going to be wet, it's going to be slickery, and travel could get hazardous. So be aware of that. Temperatures will warm back to around 50 by the end of the week, so the snow will not last too long. That is great. And then after that, we got the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. Dom Selvia, 4 till 6. Pete Schwabba, as we said, 6 until 8. Now, talk to me about this, Summers, because I thought after Schwabba's show, it was Rick Smith. And then last night, it was Native Roots Radio came on right after. Is that normally the... Have I been saying it wrong? The schedule's changed, or do we know?
I'm going to look at that because I don't know.
I just want to make sure I'm saying it right, you understand? Anyway, if at some point you'll hear Rick Smith Across America and Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pyle. Both great shows. I just want to make sure that I'm plugging them in the right way. Very quickly, we are maybe one more call on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and TV programs that help propel women or their causes. Ollie calling from the North Woods. Ollie, did you have a particular show you wanted to vote for?
Well, I actually liked Mama Family, which is a spinoff of Cara Burnett.
Yes.
But I just wanted to suggest that since you are sort of tipping a hat to Mary Tyler Moore today, that when you leave today, you and your buddy there can also toss your hats in the air.
If only I had, exactly, I would. I don't have a hat with me right now. It's in my office.
Oh, well.
I have a baseball cap, but maybe I'll throw the papers today.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, this is a real-time, this is real-time information. This is fantastic. Our Casper, one of our engineers, says nothing has changed. It's Native Roots Radio and then the Rick Smith Show. All right. I'm not sure what happened. I always thought Rick Smith came on first, and then it, I don't know. I really should go to the meetings more often. All right, we have to get this a couple of things in quickly while Zomers is taking a call here. According to CBS 58 in Milwaukee, this is great. Kids from all over the region came to Milwaukee yesterday for a big engineering tournament in a swimming pool. More than 160 middle school and high school students are competing in teams showing off their underwater engineering skills. The Navy League's 7th annual Sea Perch Tournament brought students from Illinois and Wisconsin to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's campus. It says, quote, practical applications, getting out of the classroom, and who doesn't want to play with water, said Eric Walbach, president of the Milwaukee Navy League. Teams are competing with remotely operated vehicles to complete tasks underwater, such as opening a hatch, taking off an octopus, and putting fish into a basket. They get basic skills, a basic skills kit, plus they can use $25 in additional parts of their choice. Usually 3D printed parts are the big ones that they use it for. Each team has to do three things. One, earn points in the main mission course. Two, move through rings in an obstacle course. And finally, give a presentation to professional engineers. Well, how about that? The top four teams from the competition will advance to the international tournament in Maryland this May. The Sea Perch, it doesn't involve live perch, I don't believe, but these engineering skills, and by golly, we need more engineers in the state of Wisconsin.
That is really cool.
Isn't it cool? I think it's great. And finally, a story about cougars. Cougars have been nicely done. Cougars have been on the endangered species list for 51 years, but they're slowly making a comeback. Lone male cougars have been seen in Wisconsin for the past 20 years. But last week in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, cougar cubs were confirmed by wildlife experts. It's the first evidence of the keystone species returning to the area in over 100 years. If you want the full story, this is real, go to www.goodgoodgood.co. Never heard of that?
Interesting website. I've never heard of that.
I know. I clicked on it, make sure it's real, and it's real. It's called Real Good News, Not Just Feel Good News. So there you go. Goodgoodgood.co. And you can learn more information and all about it. That's great. The cougars are making a comeback.
I never knew they were gone. The animal. Yeah, right. No, it's great that they're making a comeback.
Back in my college days on Water Street in Platteville, there were a few that prowled the streets. But otherwise, no, there's truly a comeback. All right, well, that was a fun show today, Mr. Somers. How about that?
Indeed. And I really appreciated learning that Lucille Ball was a big part of bringing Star Trek. I didn't know that. I already had a ton of respect for her, but now even more.
She was really a groundbreaker in Hollywood in so very many ways. We'll get to the brackets tomorrow. Again, another first four set of games are coming up tonight, and then the tournament gets underway in earnest tomorrow. I'll share my bracket with you tomorrow. How about it's already set there? You can see it's already done. So there's no cheating on Todd's part, and see what your brackets look like as well. Like Luke Mathers is going to join us tomorrow as well. And come on back. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. By the way, thank you to Trigby Olson and Zomers and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Top Chef superfan Luke Mathers about his excitement over having another Wisconsinite as a chef testant.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates steady and watching key data on the economy. ABC's Brian Clark with more.
The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged as expected, but still believes they will go down by half a percentage point this year. That would likely mean 2 quarter-point cuts. The Fed's Open Market Committee did note uncertainty as it reduced projected growth this year while increasing expectations for inflation.
The White House says the meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky was good and centered on ways to find agreement after Russia's leader agreed to a 30-day pause to attack Ukraine's infrastructure. Pope Francis has been hospitalized for 34 days now in Rome. Doctors today say that infections, including the bilateral pneumonia, is under control but not eliminated yet. They also say his blood values are within the normal range and he is fever-free. The Vatican says there's no decision on when he will be discharged. This is ABC News.